Father Jack Lombardi is the chaplain of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in Emmitsburg, Maryland. This month is the 150th anniversary of Our Lady's first appearance to Bernadette at Lourdes, and Father Lombardi is on the telephone with us this morning from his office in Emmitsburg to talk about it. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, and thanks for having me in for the program.
Well, welcome to the show. It's a great honor to have you here today. Father, tell us, in case our listeners might not be familiar with Our Lady's appearance to Bernadette at Lourdes, tell us, in a nutshell, what happened in Lourdes 150 years ago?
In 1858, February 11th, right in winter in the Pyrenees Mountains, south of France, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette. She was a young girl, and she was out trying to fetch firewood sticks for her parents and her family, who were living in a converted jail cell. They were very poor, obviously. Mm. And she went across the town of Lourdes to what is now called the Grotto, of course, where millions of people visit each year. And that was, at that time, going across the railroad tracks. It was basically a dump area. And there she was right by the Gave River. And she looked up in the creche of the stone face of the mountainside, and she saw a lady shining. She heard a sound, and she's the only one that saw it out of the three people that were there. And she just froze, went into a kind of spiritual trance, and was affixed on Our Lady of Lourdes, who was barefooted with yellow roses on her feet. And she was in a white dress with a blue sash, and she had a rosary around her waist. And she simply smiled at the young Bernadette and attracted her and befriended her. That was 1858. And now we're 150 years later.
Father, why is this an important revelation? Why is the appearance of Our Lady to Saint Bernadette so important? And why is it relevant to us here in, 150 years later?
Well, like all revelation from God, and even private revelation approved, it's the message of to turn away from sin and to turn to Him, you know, to stop wrongful, harmful practices, thoughts, words, and deeds that hurt the Lord and our neighbor, but also to turn to Him and do His will and help others to worship the Lord, love Our Lady, and help our church. So every now and then the Blessed Virgin appears, and often to poor people and to young children, because of their innocence and great reliance on the kingdom and their freedom to embrace the kingdom. She, the Blessed Virgin, appears and gives certain messages to revive our drooping spirits, to renovate the Holy Catholic Church and people in the world, and to call us back to the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. So it's relevant to us today also because it's the World Day of Sick on February 11th. And everybody gets sick here or there with small, medium, or large sicknesses, diseases, whether it's a cold or cancer. Mm. And the Virgin appeared to St. Bernadette. And out of Lourdes has come the tradition of the water, which has healed people. And many shrines throughout the world, including ours in Emmitsburg, have water that we can bless for people and they can drink and be healed. So the message of Lourdes is the message of the Bible, our Lord Christ, and also of healing. And lastly, as I try to teach people, it's the Immaculate Conception. For the first 17 appearances in 1858, St. Bernadette didn't know exactly who the lady was, so she called her the Lady. Mm-hmm. So she got her courage up the last appearance and said, "Who are you?" And that's when famously the lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Mm-hmm. So we humans get tarnished in the world, pollutants, toxins. We sin. We become sullied by life, tarnished, tainted, jaded. And the Immaculate Conception is Mary's preserve without sin. And it shows that God makes humans beautiful in what we can be without sin, and so it gives us hope. So it's a message of great hope and compassion.
So, Father, this apparition, this appearance of Our Lady to Bernadette at Lourdes that we're celebrating this month, it's one of just a few apparitions that is actually sanctioned by the Church and made. I guess you would say legitimized by the Church. And isn't it true that always when Our Lady appears, like she did to Bernadette, it's always to bring us back and closer to her Son?
Right. Many people think we worship Mary or undue emphasis upon her. The Church teaches that we give worship to God alone, to Jesus Christ, of course, who is God, and that we give veneration to the Blessed Virgin as the Mother of God, uniquely, since she carried Jesus. And the message is, there's different tones and colors, like at Fatima, for instance, or Częstochowa, to the various messages, but they're all similar in essence, to turn away from sin and to turn to Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can always comfort ourselves with that message and also know that we're doctrinally, biblically, you know, in accord with our Church and the Lord's revelation.
Right. Now, I personally have been blessed to have visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in Emmitsburg many times, but maybe some of our listeners haven't had the opportunity to visit. So tell us a little bit about the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes and how it got started and what people will see when they visit it.
Well, it's on a mountainside. We're 700 feet high in the air. And Mother Seton famously said beautifully, we're half in the sky. The height of our situation is incredible. So the whole mountain is about 1,200 feet high, the Catoctin Mountains. And in 1805, Father Jean Dubois was wandering through the valley just near here, the grotto, and looked up to where the present-day grotto is and saw a light shining on the hill. We don't know what that was. He came up and climbed the mountain to where the grotto is, and he placed a cross in the tree there. That was 1805. So we're over 200 years old now. And in 1809, Mother Seton came, our first North American saint. And she, we think, is the first one to call it a grotto, which comes from the Latin word vault. It's a generic term, you know, kind of an outdoor prayer place. So that was 1809. She died in 1821. And then, of course, the apparitions of Lourdes were 1858. And then shortly after, in 1875, the college, Mount St. Mary's College, now university, built the replica that we have of Lourdes, which we think is the oldest one in the United States. That was 1875. And we have a beautiful, what we call glass chapel, St. Mary's Church on the Hill, which seats about 400 people. And we have Mass is offered daily there throughout the whole year. We're open during the winter. And we have laboratory facilities, a office trailer, and that is because we're trying to build a pilgrim center to welcome the over 100,000 people that come here each year. We don't have adequate facilities, so we moved our offices up here to the grotto itself in a trailer in attempt to attract people to help build our new pilgrim center, which we hope to start building within a year or so. And that will be built right here on the hillside. So all prayers are welcome and donations and helpful solidarity. And most of all, people will notice driving by in the valley and so forth a 120-foot bell tower. And that's crowned by a 25-foot statue of Our Lady in gold. And it rings quarterly on the hour. It attracts very many people, the bell tower itself, and rings the Angelus and so forth. So we're thankful for the shrine. And there's many different statues, rosary mysteries, and also the Stations of the Cross where people can come and pray.
It is beautiful, and I suggest if any of our listeners haven't been there to definitely make the trip. How will this anniversary of Our Lady's appearance to Bernadette be celebrated at the shrine?
We will have a special mass with Archbishop O'Brien, our Bishop of Baltimore. We're in the Baltimore Diocese. And that will be celebrating our main celebration on Sunday, and then on Monday, February 11th, the day itself, we'll have our main celebration for everyone, and that will be at 12 noon. Bishop Martin Holly, who's Auxiliary Bishop of Washington, D.C., will be coming to celebrate our 12 noon Mass. So on February 11th, we'll have 12 noon Mass. And then after the Mass, we'll have the blessing of the sick, because it's also the World Day of the Sick,
right,
and blessing of all pilgrims at that time, and all are welcome.
Father, how can our listeners use this anniversary as an opportunity to grow closer to Christ through his mother?
Well, of course, when we read the Bible, we hear beautiful statements about Our Lady. The first part of the Rosary is in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, which the angel Gabriel saluted her with. So we're a biblical religion. Also, she gives some of the best counsel. I think it's in St. John's Gospel, chapter 2, the miracle of Cana. Mary said about Jesus to those at the wedding party, do whatever he tells you. So she doesn't always say a lot verbally in the New Testament, but what she does say is very beautiful, helpful, inspiring. And when we come close to Mary, and all kinds of spiritual writers have said this through the centuries, we love our church more, we love the Bible, we become more compassionate, hopefully, more giving. We love the Lord, we pray the Rosary, we try to pray a decade of the Rosary a day, and we become greater friends of God and our fellow man and woman on earth. And also, uniquely, Mary's a beautiful human, as we said before, the Immaculate Conception. And so, whether it's through icons in the house or holy pictures or how we dress or the movies we see, we try to cultivate and seek beauty in our lives because Our Lady's beautiful.
Mm. Great, great suggestions, great points. Father, how can our listeners get more information about the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes in Emmitsburg? You maybe get directions and so forth.
Well, they could call the phone number 301-447-5318. Our mailing address is Mount St. Mary's University, the Grotto Office, Emmitsburg, Maryland, with two M's, 21727. And they can look us up on the internet at www.grotto@msmary.edu. And we have online schedule information about the liturgies here at the Grotto, the February 11th Mass, and our new Pilgrim Center, which we're very excited about, that will help us to host people here even more and help them come to Jesus through Mary.
So individuals, families, parish groups, prayer groups, schools, Knights of Columbus councils, this would be a great year to schedule a pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in Emmitsburg, Maryland, see the beautiful grotto, help commemorate the 150th anniversary of Our Lady's appearance to Bernadette at Lourdes, maybe take in some of the beautiful sites at Mount St. Mary's University, visit the National Shrine Basilica of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, which is just a few miles away in downtown Emmitsburg, and just make a whole day of a trip to nearby Catoctin Mountains and Emmitsburg, Maryland. I highly recommend it. Father Jack Lombardi, the chaplain for the Grotto of Lourdes in Emmitsburg, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us today on Catholic Forum.
Bob, you're welcome. I'm grateful to have the opportunity and hope to see many pilgrims up here. And if I can do anything for anyone, I hope to see them here on this beautiful mountain. And God bless you. Amen.